I'm speaking with Bobby Rahal with Rahal Letterman Racing, and we're just before the first race of the IRL season in sunny South Florida, I understand. Bobby, can you tell me a little bit about how you feel going into the first race of the season with cars that are for the first time going to all be using a blend of high performance, domestically produced, high octane fuel, and that being ethanol?
Well, I mean, you're always anxious the first race, but, you know, the team has qualified well with Danica third, Buddy Rice sixth, and Paul Dana ninth, which is by far the best qualifying he's ever had, and we're very pleased for Paul and the ethanol car for that kind of qualification, because certainly they're ahead of a couple Indy 500 winners and a few other people, which is a very good start. But, of course, every time you know you go into a race, you know, especially the first one, you're always a little, as I said earlier, anxious to get it going and hopefully have a good, strong race for all the cars and a good, reliable race.
What does the fact that the cars will be using this blend of fuel this year, what do you think that means for the IRL as well as for the people who produce ethanol here in the United States?
Of course, we've used methanol for many years, as you know, and this seems to make a lot more sense for us to have made the switch, and both as a sport and as a country. And the Honda people have been very pleased with what they've seen as they've developed the engine for that switch, and, you know, so far it's been great. You know, I think everybody's very positive about it.
Well, of course, the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council is, you know, one of the sponsors for this, and it's their mission to promote ethanol and its use. Anything you can say about what the ethanol folks are doing in terms of working with the IRL and that relationship?
Obviously, there's a lot of promotion, a lot of marketing to the fact that the cars are now powered by a blend. And, of course, next year it goes 100% to ethanol, which is the right move as well. So it's the beginning of a long relationship, and I think it's a very good one. And, of course, I can't think of a more American race than the Indy 500. And as I said earlier, I think it's just proper and fitting that, you know, we're being powered by a fuel that comes from corn and from the heartland of this country.
Well, that's wonderful, Bobby, and we sure congratulate you and your racers on how they've done here in the qualifying. Any last comment you'd make to Americans about Indy Racing League and the excitement and the energy and enthusiasm that you see for the sport in America?
Well, it's certainly creating a lot of excitement. Of course, Danica is doing a lot to help that along, but the whole team is. And as I said, I think when you've got a product like ethanol and the group entering racing, that does nothing but good things for it, both from a marketing standpoint, but from a technological standpoint. And we look forward to a great relationship and a successful one.
Well, thank you very much. That's Bobby Rahal with Rahal Letterman Racing. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.